See, I had been in school watching a TV show in elementary school, and this commercial came on with the tagline for this dishwashing liquid, and the tagline said, "Women all over America are fighting greasy pots and pans." Two boys from my class said, "Yeah, that's where women belong, in the kitchen." I remember feeling shocked and angry and also just feeling so hurt. It just wasn't right, and something needed to be done. So I went home and I told my dad what had happened. And he encouraged me to write letters. So I did, to the most powerful people I could think of. Now, my 11-year-old self worked out that if I really wanted someone to hear me, well, then I should write a letter to the First Lady. So off I went, scribbling away to our First Lady at the time, Hillary Clinton. I also put pen to paper, and I wrote a letter to my news source at the time, Linda Ellerbe, who hosted a kids' news program, and then to powerhouse attorney Gloria Allred, because even at 11, I wanted to cover all my bases. Finally, I wrote to the soap manufacturer, and a few weeks went by, and to my surprise, I received letters of encouragement from Hillary Clinton, from Linda Ellerbe, and from Gloria Allred. It was amazing. The kids' news show, they sent a camera crew to my home to cover the story. And it was roughly a month later when the soap manufacturer, Procter & Gamble, changed the commercial for their Ivory Clear dishwashing liquid. They changed it from "Women all over America are fighting greasy pots and pans" to "People all over America." It was at that moment that I realized the magnitude of my actions. At the age of 11, I had created my small level of impact by standing up for equality.